Welcome back to the Decades of Strength podcast. On today's episode, Sam, Nicole, and I talk all about self-care. What is it? How can it benefit you? And what are some really good options for self-care in your life? We talk about the things that we're each individually doing. We all do different forms of self-care. And hopefully you'll get some good ideas for what you can add into your life. Hi, girls.
Hi.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Oh, we're good. Guys?
Glad to hear it. So let's dive right in here today. We are going to be talking about something I hear a lot about. It's actually not a word I use myself a ton, though I feel like I apply the principles. We're going to be talking about self-care today. So Sam, let's start with you. What does that mean to you?
I think self-care, honestly, it's just like taking time to do whatever makes you feel best in whatever like that set of circumstances is. So like getting rid of the word should, like, oh, I should go whatever, and be like, no, I actually just want to do, and then fill in the blank.
So not shoulding all over yourself.
Yeah.
That's important. Yes. That's important. How about you, Nicole? What does self-care mean to you?
For me, I kind of like split it up in two ways. Like one is like things that like make me happy, but necessarily might not be like totally good for me. And then the other side is things that I should be doing that are good for me, but sometimes like I have to push myself more to do them.
Oh, that's really interesting how you just categorized
that.
Okay. That's super interesting. So tell me some of the, okay, actually, we're going to come back to that. I'm going to put that here. We're going to come back to that. It's really interesting to me. Do you guys feel like women in particular struggle to make the time to not to prioritize self-care for themselves?
Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Why do you think that is? I totally agree. I think we're really good at taking care of everybody else, but taking care of ourselves, why do you think that's such an issue? What do you think, Nicole?
Well, I think it's true for all women, but just because I'm like a mom of young children in the thick of it, I feel like I should always be giving for my kids, and you know, taking time for myself can feel selfish. And I'm also, and it's different. It might be different for me because of the way I grew up. Like I didn't have a mom who was like very selfless. You know, she was very selfish, and not to like bring up a whole bag of crap, because that's like a whole podcast on my own. She was selfish. And so that's always in the back of my head that I never want to come off to my kids like how she came off to me. And so I feel like I have that extra burden of not just that like mom guilt that every mom has, but then on top of that, that I never want to be seen that way. Like I can't, you know, burden myself with things that my kids need or take time for myself, because I would feel guilty that I was being too selfish.
So it just comes back to guilt and feeling selfish.
Yeah. For me. Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Sam?
Well, I mean, I don't have kids, so it's hard to say, but
yeah, you lucky bitch.
I am my own child. Are you kidding? Like, I have to take care of this. I think, I mean, it's just like inherent in our DNA, right? Like as females to always be the ones like bearing the weight of whatever, whether it be in like a relationship or as a daughter or as a mother, I can imagine. And I think that's just like, that just like goes back, like, you know, biologically and maybe even just like ancestrally, like we were always conditioned to be like, oh, well, you have to go home and do all these things, you know? And so that's just like, we're definitely moving more away from that. But I think that that's been, you know, it's only very recent that women have like stepped out and practiced self-care or stepped out and become entrepreneurs, or, you know, like this whole empowering movement, like, no, actually I am going to go get a massage, husband, and like storms off and goes to get a massage, you know, like, just, I think making your like presence be like just as important, you know?
I think as females, we are supremely good at being caregivers. I think turning that into ourselves, I think Nicole hit the nail on the head there with the idea that it feels really selfish.
Yeah.
And I think you're right, though, Sam. I think that as women, we are getting better and better at doing it. I think there's so much talk about it like that. I don't think I'd ever even heard the term self-care until, I don't know, sometime in the past few years, right? Is that a thing that you guys were aware of before a few years ago?
No.
Like that term?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like it's a new term. And I think it's good. I think it's good that we talk about it because it's so important, you know, like, and I kind of don't really like the idea of like, well, we need to do it so that we can care for others better, because that kind of makes it seem like it's not valuable in and of itself.
Yeah.
But it is a true statement, you know, like if we care for ourselves, we can care for everybody that we're trying to care for so well better. But over and above that, I think it has value just in and of itself that, hey, we're worthy of care.
Yeah. And like, absolutely. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Like it's kind of hard to help other people when you're feeling deficient or, you know, lacking or just like totally worn out as yourself.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the forms of self-care that we use or that we know other people use. Nicole, I would love to start with you and your categorizing of some that you said that things that make you happy, but they're not so good for you. And the other one was what things you should do and that are good for you, but you put off.
Yeah. Or that are harder to get going. So I think the first category are things that like make me supremely happy that aren't maybe necessarily like optimal for health would be like drinking wine and watching The Real Housewives of New Jersey. But
that doesn't have health benefits.
I love that. Like a glass of Sauvignon Blanc and like watching these girls freak out and throw wine glasses makes me so happy. Like, I can't even explain it, but this just some, and my husband will roll his eyes being like, what are you watching? And it's like, walk out. This is like, leave me alone. This is the best thing ever. But like, TV, I'm not a huge TV watcher. I love TV, but I just don't have a ton of time. So obviously, like, when TV is not the most optimal thing, because you can be doing other things. And obviously, wine, like, in moderation is fine. But I wouldn't say those are, like, optimal for health. But they're good for, like, my soul and my sanity. Oh. And then other things that you have to push yourself to. And luckily now, like, meditation for me is one of those things that, like, I was like, oh, I should be doing that. Like, that should work. I should be doing that. I hear it's good for me. Mm-hmm. All the, you know, top successful people in the world meditate. I should do that. It wasn't until I actually, like, really started to learn about it and see the benefits. And now it's not necessarily something I have to push myself to do. But for a while, I had to. And now it's sort of just ingrained in my routine. But that's something that y'all should be doing, you know, like, shit on yourself.
So, Nicole, how often do you meditate?
It depends on the meditation that day, but the average is like 12, 13 minutes.
Okay, that seems like a long time. You know, Sam, you meditate as well, right? You're doing
a meditation challenge
yes. Right now, correct? Okay, ladies. So fill me in some on meditation. I don't think I've ever meditated. I've certainly never done it for 12 minutes. What does that look like? Sam, when you meditate, what is it like? What do you do?
Well, so I'm still like getting into the habit of it. So I'm in the phase that Nicole talked about, like the should, like I should do this. And the only reason why I've actually been consistent with it is because I have to post every time I do it on my story. So I have,
stories are great for that.
But yesterday, actually, I found myself being really stressed out about all the stuff I had to do. And I think Buddha said, like, if you need to, if you don't have an hour, or like, no, if you're stressed out and you don't have 5 minutes to meditate, you should meditate for an hour or something like that. And I was like, whoa,
oh.
It kind of blew my mind. So yesterday I meditated for 10 minutes when I only had an hour to do work, and it was very refreshing. So I pretty much sit on my floor. I have a skylight in my room. So just sit on my floor and I use like a guided meditation app. And just let the dude talk, and I just sit there and listen to him and breathe, and yeah.
And what kind of things is what kind of things is
it depends. So there's different types of meditation. So like, to start, you usually start with like a breathing technique and like slowing down, being aware of your body and any tension that you're holding. And then like, you know, have you close your eyes and then just breathe and focus on the out breath, like exhaling any negativity or any like weight from the day. And then he'll kind of guide you through, depending, like there's different topics, there's there's like untopicked meditations. There's a pretty wide variety of like what you can do, but yeah.
And so does he tell you to think about certain things, or are you supposed to not be thinking?
It depends. So I would say, like, I don't know, Nicole, you can probably, maybe you can agree, but I think meditation's like super different for everyone. Like, there's no right way to do it. Like, okay. I didn't think, like, I would go on a daily walk, and that's like a form of meditation for me. Now I'm realizing it. It's just because, like, you might be thinking, but you're almost like stepping outside of you, and you're like, you aren't your thoughts. Your thoughts are just there, but you can choose to like latch onto those thoughts. So, like, he talks about in the meditation, he talks about the your thoughts being like clouds in the sky, and they're just passing. And so you have the choice to latch onto those thoughts and then, you know, have emotions with those thoughts, or just let them pass by.
Interesting. Yeah, my thoughts never feel like clouds. They feel like, I don't know, like elephants storming my house or something. I know. I have to tell you, I've never tried meditation, and I think it's because I think I would be supremely bad at meditating.
Like, as crazy as you. Yeah, it's a compliment.
Thank you. Nicole, what is your meditation?
Well,
like?
First, what off, is it Kim, like when you meditate? Probably will be bad when you start, but it's like anything, you have to put your reps in. So the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. For me, so my meditations are usually always different. So it depends on what's going on in my life. My most popular go-to one is just like a chakra healing meditation where I'm just like sort of restoring my energy balances, and I'm going through each chakra and I'm, you know, concentrating on each one of those. That's my favorite go-to one if I don't have like something specific to work on. Sometimes, and like, have you ever had like someone in your life who's like sort of annoying to you and they bother you for some reason, and you find yourself thinking about them and they haven't really done anything to you or really done anything wrong, but like you find that you're totally aggravated by them? Like, if that happens to me, I'll do a meditation, and it's all guided. I use Gabby Bernstein's. I'm in her like meditation group, so I'll use hers. Like, I'll go through a guided meditation and I'll think about that person and I'll think about what's bothering me. And what always comes up at the end of that meditation is I'm aggravated with that person for a specific reason that has nothing to do with them, and it has everything to do with me, and usually some sort of limiting belief I have about myself. And so that's when like my meditation is really purposeful, or if there's a decision I need to make or something that's really weighing on me, I'll meditate on it and I'll let whatever's going to come up come up.
Now, when you say you'll meditate on it, what does that mean? Like, really, what does that look like?
Thinking about the topic, like getting everything else out of my brain and really just letting like everything be quiet and seeing what comes up.
And are you sitting in a special spot doing something when all this happens? I sit cross-legged
either on the floor or on my chair. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or I'll do abundance. I'll do abundance ones. I'll do affirmation ones. Those are like just like talking about how abundance is available to me now. There's enough to go around for everyone. I deserve this. Like thing, like affirmations, things that just like make you feel good about yourself and just reinforce what you know. But that, I mean, think about all, like, have you ever thought about all the negative thoughts you tell yourself every single day? That's just reinforcing and getting rid of those negative thoughts and just helping you with that. Because.
And so how long have you been meditating, Nicole?
Probably about 1 year now.
And what are some of like, what are like the main benefits when you think like, this is why I love doing this? Like what comes to your
confidence,
mind?
I think confidence. I think making decisions, relationships with people, relationships with myself. Yeah, I've had some people in my life that just like really have gotten under my skin, and learning that it's really not about them and it's really about me has been such a, like, I've been able to completely change relationships with some people. And I think that's probably Wow. One of the biggest benefits. And also, like, believing in myself and figuring out things that, like, I wouldn't have figured out on my own, and I probably would have stayed stuck and thought, I'm just not making progress. It's just not happening for me. Like, it's just meant to be, and that's not the case at all. It's my limiting beliefs and everything that has happened to me, everything that's happened in the beginning of my life is setting, you know, affecting my life later on. And so, you know, addressing those and meditating on those has really helped me in the last year. I would say it has completely changed my life, like 100%. Yeah.
Wow. Now, Sam, I know you're newer to meditation, but what are the benefits that you find?
Well, I think, so I actually had been really good about meditating like a few years ago, and I kind of fell off of it.
Oh, okay.
And then just because I was like, oh, I don't have enough time, but really that's probably when I should have been doing it the most, but that's okay. So getting back into it, it's been what, today is the 9th or the 8th. I think helping me de-stress and just like have perspective on things, because I think me or anyone really, like, we have a tendency to like over dramatize or like make these stories that really aren't that big of a deal, like way bigger of a deal in our heads. And so it's kind of like almost humbling to just step back and take a deep breath and observe the situation, like almost objectively. I mean, you can never really be fully objective, but just a little bit more perspective on the situation and look, like, turn inward and be like, what am I doing in this situation that's frustrating me or that's getting me down or that's stressing me out that I can fix or that I can work on? So I think, like, just turning inward and being responsive rather than like reactive to situations has been something it's helped me a lot with.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now, what would you ladies say people should do if they hear this? They're like, maybe I should try this meditation thing. What's a good way for somebody to start?
Start with 1 minute a day.
And how do you do it? Like, 1 minute of what? Like, if you told me to start with 1 minute of meditating a day, I wouldn't know what to do.
So,
like, do you get a book? Do you go to website?
Well,
like, what do you
do? Nicole, what do you use?
I do all of Gabby Bernstein's guided meditations. I did start with the and I'm forgetting with the Headspace app.
Yeah.
That's what I originally started with. And I liked it for like the focus stuff, but I really wanted to go on a spiritual journey, not to get all woo-woo on you guys. I'm reading the book A Course in Miracles. I'm like spirit junkie right now. I would say for like free resources, like Gabby Bernstein's website. Like, you can get free meditations, you can get blog posts, like, really read about it, and try the Headspace app. I think it does cost money, like you get a free trial, but there's a lot of good free resources out there too, and like on YouTube you can find meditation videos as well.
Yeah, that's how I started. Was I just Googled 1 minute meditation, and there's so many free things.
Okay.
I started doing this thing called triangle breathing. And it's a YouTube video. It's 1 minute long and it's super easy. It's just like a triangle on a black triangle line work on a white background. And as you breathe in, the triangle expands. And as you breathe out, it contracts. And so you just follow the triangle with your breath. And really all it does is get you to just slow down and just focus on your breath. It's so easy. It's fun. Yeah, just 1 minute.
And you do it for 1 minute. I bet that minute feels long.
I mean,
though.
I don't think it does because, yeah, like by the time you hit start and like you're really like settling down, it's already over. And sometimes I'm like, I'm gonna hit replay and do 2 minutes, like rebel, you know.
All right, I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna commit to try that. This all kind of overwhelms me a bit. I just can't imagine being still for long.
I mean, I felt this
in my mind
the same way for
but
sure,
I think I could benefit from it.
I do have a lot of energy, and so I was like, I can't sit still for more than 10 seconds. I'm always talking and moving. But
yes, the talking for me. It's the talking and thinking.
But I have noticed,
you know, just being cool, but I probably
I
could
have
use
noticed,
it.
Like, my demeanor, not that it's changed, but I think I rather than like when someone says something to me or with me, I'll like pause and then answer. And even that little pause is like a sign, like, oh wow, like this is working. It's helping me just like, I don't know, just accept what they're saying, think about it for like more than no seconds, you know, and then be able to give a thoughtful response.
Well, that's huge. That's actually really huge. So let's talk about some other forms of self-care. Who gave us this one? That was you, Nicole. Sam, what's another form of self-care that you like to use?
Oh, man, I have a tie between my next two. All right. I think going out for walks in some type of nature, even if it's like, I mean, I live in the city, so I have to go find trees, but like I'll go find a park and like walk around in it. Sometimes I'll listen to a podcast. Sometimes I'll listen to music. Sometimes I'll go out my phone and just walk. But just getting outside and moving in trees is like, oh man, I come back like, why don't I do that every day? It's so amazing.
Yeah. So the nature piece is especially important to you.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, that's something I need to force myself to do more too. You know, I get really busy with work and it's so easy to justify just continuing to like work. It's really easy to do that. Nicole, do you ever take walks like that? No, that's not. Yeah. That's not a go-to for you. Sam, when you come back, you find that you're more focused?
It's pretty much like the same feeling I get after I finish meditation. Even but more so usually.
Okay.
I guess it's like you're exercising. I mean, it's still to a lesser degree, but you're still exercising. So you're going to get some like feel good hormones, you know? And I think just knowing like, okay, I can go for a 10-minute walk. Like it's going to be okay. You know, like time expands to whatever like volume there is. So if I now have 50 minutes to do a task, I'll probably get it done in even better, you know, because I'm focused and I'm not freaking out about it.
Wow. Yeah, I totally believe that. I don't well, do that, but I totally believe that.
There's so much mental, like, there's so much resistance against starting it. Like, there's a lot of friction. You have to put your shoes on. You have to, depending on how cold it is, you have to put on your layers. Lock the door.
Yeah. Do you walk even when it's cold?
Yeah. I mean, I hate it.
All right. You just inspired me, Sam. I'm going to do it today. I've got my
shoes on already. Before I work out, I'm going to go outside and walk around. And I have a great neighborhood. Yeah. There's plenty of trees here.
And I think starting small, like anything, right? Like with it, whether it be whatever. Just telling yourself. Yeah.
I don't need to go for an hour walk.
I don't even want to do that. And sometimes what I'll do too is like have a small amount of time. Like, okay, I'm going to go walk for 5 minutes. That 5 minutes will turn into 25 minutes because I'm just enjoying myself. Like you kind of get lost in like the happiness of the experience. Or like adding little pit stops along the way. Like sometimes I'll be like, oh, I'm going to pop to the grocery store and like pick up some eggs. I don't know. And then come back. So it doesn't feel in my head. It's not like, you know, like you can also be productive. You don't have to feel like you just are doing this just to do it, but you can. I mean, I think that that's really beneficial to not have a reason, you know, other than just feeling good.
Now, do you ever walk with other people? Do you ever meet up with people or do you prefer it on your
own? I do. I have like walking dates. Those are fun because you're simultaneously like moving and feeling good and getting to catch up with a friend or whatever. Or like an actual date. That's actually a great date idea is like getting a drink, like getting coffee or something and then going for a walk because you're just moving, you know?
That is a good idea.
Rather than like getting a coffee and sitting. It's just if you have the means to do it, just go for a walk. Like it's just so nice. So
I actually like the idea of, you know what, Sam? I want to have a walking date with you sometime. I want to go out for a walk and call you.
I do that with my client calls. Whenever I have a client, I can call. I go for a walk.
Oh really? Oh, see, I never do that because I always feel like I need to like be here in front of my computer or something in case I want to take a note.
I open the notes app on my phone. Yeah.
Okay. So you just take some notes. Yeah. That's a good idea. I could do that. That's a really good idea. I should do that more often. All right. You guys are inspiring me to do all kinds of good things here today. Before we know, so far I've got everything we talked about. I'm going to meditate and I'm going to walk. Let's go on. Nicole, what's another form of self-care you like? What else do I need to do in my life?
Well, I feel like my biggest one lately, the last few months has, and I don't even know if this is self-care, but I've actually really limited social media. Like I would say if I've cut back like 75%. And I think mentally it's just, it's helped me like stop comparing, and it's helped me with my business immensely. Like, so that's been a huge, I think I just get into this comparison trap with other professionals where I'm like, well, I should be doing this and I should be doing that. And I would get like very distracted by shiny objects and constantly feeling like I wasn't doing enough. And I sort of like, and this is like other things too. Like I feel like in Q4 of last year, I sort of was like, enough. Like I want it all gone.
Like what's the Q4? Fourth quarter?
Oh,
she's such an accountant.
Are you speaking accountant to me here?
She
you totally
accountant.
Slipped into accountant mode there.
In Q4.
In Q4.
This is my thing. I think of my life in seasons in quarters.
That's hilarious that you think
of my life is like, my year is like split up into quarters. That's like how I think about my life.
And that's fantastic. All right, so what's happening?
I kind of just like shut it all off. I was like, I'm not going to be on social media every like all the time. Yes, I would love to read everybody I know. I would love to read all their stuff. I would love to comment on it all the time and be supportive, but I can't.
Wait, you're still reading my
once
stuff,
in a while.
I
do once in a while go on and like I'll purposely read specific people's things because I want to be supportive. But before it was like I was trying to be so supportive just to maintain relationships and make connections, but it was at the expense of like my sanity and my happiness. And so I've gotten rid of that. And saying no to things has been a huge self-care thing to me.
Yeah, that's really big. Yeah. So I agree with the social media. I've done a bit of a social media detox. I have not given up my social media time. I'm on there a ton. But I will say I have stopped following people who I didn't feel good after reading their stuff.
Yeah.
You know, talking about comparison stuff, people who like, I would read their stuff and not feel like uplifted or inspired or like, you know, yeah, I would feel kind of like down or doubting myself or that kind of stuff. I unfollow those people. It serves no purpose in my life. So I think that's a hugely important thing for people to do. What about you, Sam? Anything to say on this topic?
I have actually been trying to put my phone away a lot when I'm working because I have the tendency to like go back and forth between my phone and my computer. And so if I just flip my phone on its face, and I've been actually a feature that I kind of forgot about on your phone is like the do not disturb. I've been leaving that on all day, like sometimes unintentionally, which the only notifications I have on are like texts and phone calls. I don't have anything else on because my phone would probably explode. And so I just like shut everything else off. And it's really nice because, you know, like the people are still going to be there. Like no one's going to die. It's going to be okay. You know, but for some reason, I think there's just like such a like this urgency mindset, like, oh, but what if they comment? Like, and I think, I mean, I fall guilty to that, of course. And it's like,
Sam, I don't know if you remember, but until I was up staying with you in Boston, I had notifications on for Instagram. It had never occurred to me to turn them off. And one time you looked at my phone and you're like,
Nicole,
are you crazy?
Nicole, Kim had all of her Instagram notifications on. This girl's got like a bajillion followers and she's
never
getting like
me to
50
turn them off.
Notifications a minute. Her phone's
gosh.
And all the noise in my head, I was like wondering what's going on. She said, like, turn that off right now.
Oh my god, you kept it off, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's off now. It was like life changing for me. That white noise.
I think the other thing too with social media is just not doing, which I'm still working on, I will say, it's actually been a lot harder for me than I thought, is not doing the mindless scrolling, like going on there with intention, whether that be to check my post and like, see if anyone commented that I want to respond to and like say thanks for commenting, because I try to like respond to every comment if I can, and then like DMs and stuff like that. But I try not to just open the app just to open the app and kill time. Like if I have time to kill, which I don't really know that if that really exists, but like, you know, if I'm in a moment of stillness or like between things, I'll try to just not use Instagram to fill the gap.
Yeah, I think that takes practice to not do once you've gotten into the habit of doing it. I think that's the default for so many people. Like, they just pick up social media and start scrolling.
And I think actually observing other people do it made me realize how much I do it. So I've really tried to scale back, and I've now been putting my phone away, like, when I hang out with friends, or, you know, if I'm whatever, like, just not by myself, because I don't want to spend my time like that. Like, I want to spend my time present with those people.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love that. All right, Nicole, I think we're back to you, right?
What else? You? Well, speaking of quarters, once a quarter, I take a bubble bath. That out there.
Oh, really? Once a quarter. If you schedule it in?
People who watch my Instagram stories every day, they know when the quarterly bubble bath comes, I'll get like DMs. They're like, your quarterly bubble bath. I literally write, okay, so guys, time for my quarterly bubble bath, because my kids, the idea of me being up in my bathroom, taking a bubble bath, enjoying myself, makes them want to murder people.
I'm sure. Yeah, that is their cue to need everything under the sun.
Literally, I have to have an empty house, and I have to just not be so tired that I want to go to bed. And I'm like, oh, I could take a bath right now.
Yeah.
So that is something that makes me supremely happy. Before children, I used to take like 5 baths a week, like on top of my 7 to 8 normal showers. Like, I would just soak up. It's like my favorite thing to do in the whole world.
Yeah, my best friend is like that. She's always taken a bath. I have to tell you, I can count on one hand the number of times in my life I've taken a bath, like, since I was a kid. I don't do that. Sam, do you take
a bath? No, they kind of freak me out a little. I took one at my parents' house. I don't know. I took one at my parents' house a few months ago, and I fell asleep by accident. And then, which, I mean, it wasn't that bad. It's not like I drowned, but it was a little nervous.
No,
you would have probably woken up if you went underwater.
I took an Epsom salt bath, which was amazing. Like, it felt good, but I don't like sitting in my own, like, filth. That's what it feels like, you know. Even though I'm like not that dirty, just like,
yeah. Just to be clear,
I mean, I'm only shower once a week, but.
Interesting. Yeah, that's one of those things you always see on the list of, like, what to do if you're stressed. Take a bubble bath. And it's one I just can't relate to, because I can't imagine in a million years, like, taking the time to, like, if I was stressed, like, go upstairs. And, like, first of all, I don't like to be cold. So the idea of just, like, taking my clothes off and, like, getting in a bath, you know, being cold before you get in, being cold again when you get out, that's terrible to me.
The moment when I, like, go, like, sink into the tub with, I like, super hot water, there's like 30 seconds of, like,
I would like that part.
That's like the best feeling. Now you need to take a dang bath. Cam.
I don't know. I don't know if I can put that on my list. That's just not so appealing.
Can you take a bath?
You know what I like to do?
Make sure you're fully submerged.
How can I do that?
Lots of bubbles.
And then the next thing we know, I need to buy a new phone. That's what I predict happening. That's how I see that going down. I'm dropping my phone in the bubble bath. Yeah, I don't know that I'll be doing the bath thing. Do you know what, for me, one of my main forms of self-care is putting I really like pajamas. Like, I like them a lot. And so putting on really warm pajamas makes me super happy. Like,
oh my God.
Every day I'm happy about it. So, and so
no, I don't like
you
them.
You don't at all?
Weird. I love pajamas.
Really? Okay, so Sam, not to be too personal, but do you sleep
naked? No, it's not too personal. I've tried sleeping naked. It's not. I just feel like I'm going to pee myself all the time when I'm, like, fully naked. I don't know why. What? Like, there's just...
Oh, I thought you meant if you wear pajamas.
No.
If you wear pajamas.
No.
I'm like, this doesn't even make sense.
I have to, like, have something between me and the sheets. Like, it's just, like, you know. I mean, obviously, there's...
So you wear clothes.
I just
wear regular clothes.
As minimal amount of clothes in bed, if that makes sense. So depending on the situation, yes.
Oh my gosh, I just love really warm. Most of my pajamas are like sweats, but they are warm and I just love them. And it's a really good day if I can put them on like at 3. I did yesterday. I finished my workout. I didn't have anybody else I needed to see. And so I put my pajamas on and kept working. And
there is no better feeling than taking off jeans and putting on comfortable pants. Oh,
yes.
One of the best.
I totally agree. So besides pajamas, one of the other big things that I've been working on as far as self-care is sleep. I think getting good quality and good quantity of sleep is so important, and it can be really challenging to do. Sam, I know you had struggled with sleep and you sent me a good book on it. Tell us about you and sleep. What you've been getting a lot recently. How you made that happen?
I just started prioritizing it. To be honest, I really neglected my own sleep because I was just working way too much. And so I think, like Nicole was saying, she's on this like spiritual journey. I would say that I'm more now doing some emotional, like deeper emotional work. And part of that is understanding why I have such a bad work-life balance. And so really just taking the 8 hours I need to sleep so that I can like show up and feel good. And yeah, so I've just been trying to go to bed consistently between, I want to say 10 and 11, but it doesn't happen. So it's more like 10:30 and 11:30. And then getting up. I usually get up at like between 7 and 8, depending on the day. And I'm going to slowly start sliding that scale back. So I go to bed earlier and wake up earlier. But for now, that's working. And so I just want to like try to keep that mojo going, because it feels good to like wake up before your alarm and feel refreshed. Like I've never had that before in the past.
Yeah, that never happens to me.
That sucks. Like, I don't want to get up, you know? But I think getting into a consistent sleep schedule.
Now, do you have a routine in the evening, like a sleep routine that you go through? Or do you just like say like,
I do have a sleep routine. I will make tea. I'm like so obsessed with tea before bed. I don't know why. I think because I like being warm as well. So that's nice. tea, like brush my teeth, wash my face if I need to, and then I'll hop into bed. I'll probably do some mindless scrolling. I'm still guilty of that. And then I'll put my phone away and I'll read whatever I'm reading for between, I tell myself just one page, and then that usually turns into like 30. So yeah, reading before bed really helps me like wind down. And I'll put on my I have like an essential oil diffuser. And that is really helpful in like breathing and just like getting all the goodness out of essential oils. So,
Nicole, how about you? Is sleep something you've prioritized? Is this something that you use as a form of self-care, or is it a hot mess?
Nope,
for you?
I get at least 8 hours every single night. If I don't, then I'm a raging bitch.
Man, you ladies are together. I'm so impressed.
But I also, you know, my kids are 6 and 4 now, so I did spend years getting a lot of disruptive sleep. My kids just started falling asleep in their own beds without me or my husband having to lie with them, without them sneaking in the middle of the night. Sleep to me is like...
That is a good moment where it's just like, they're in bed.
Yeah.
Good, it's done. That is a really good moment.
I mean, I'm asleep every night. By 10 o'clock would be late for me. Yeah, so most nights I'm asleep by 9 o'clock. Like, I just love my sleep. My daughter, she's sleeping later now, but she used to get up between 5 and 5:30. So I had to get to bed then because I have to get up with her. But that has made me a huge morning person. So I like my mornings to like, she's up, but I can sit and have my coffee and reply to DMs and reply to emails and just sort of like have an hour before I even have to think about getting in the shower and getting them ready for school. So I like that morning time now.
Yeah.
Nice. And what is your nighttime routine like?
Well, same, like I, you know, wash my face and brush my teeth and I floss. I'm obsessed with flossing. Oh my gosh, I can't go to bed without flossing. It makes me want to just like throw up and die. to all those people who don't floss before bed, you are so nasty, let me tell you.
I'm just going to pretend that I floss before bed every night. Putting it on my list. I've got a really long list of stuff I need to start doing here.
And I fill a humidifier. Like, I have to have a humidifier in the winter.
Humidifier is a game changer. I just got one, too.
Yeah, if you have allergies or, like, any sort of dryness, so, like, the humidity in New England in the winter is like 24%. It's 26 in the Sahara Desert. So it gets, yeah, it gets very dry here in the winter. So we all have humidifiers in our rooms. So I have to do that. I also have a white noise machine. So my white noise machine has to be on. Oh. And this is like just a product of the kids being babies and needing the white noise machines in their room. Now we all need them to fall asleep. So I set that. And then I sort of do like a last minute check on my phone. Like I have a Facebook nutrition challenge right now that I run every 6 weeks. And so usually the ladies are posting at night before they go to bed. So I'll like just go on and reply to anybody that's posted. And then I'm literally just, I'm done. I'm going to bed. That's it.
That's great. Yeah. Impressive.
Oh, wait, I forgot about thing that might be helpful, or maybe you guys do it too. Making a to-do list for the next day.
Yes. That is a really good one, Sam.
When I don't
that's
do
a
it,
really
I'm
good
like,
one.
I am so mad at myself and I don't like have almost like I don't have control over my day when I wake up. Like I don't know what the hell I'm doing, even though I could just make the list in the morning. For some reason I can't get it together. If I make a list, even if it's a small list before I go to bed, I feel like when I wake up, I'm like, oh, I know what I'm doing. Like it's just this sense of knowing that you're in you're in the driver's seat of your day.
Yeah.
Well, you can just hit the ground running, especially because when you've made the list, it's already now clear in your mind, like, this is what I'm going to do. Where if you wait until the morning, there's a lot of ambiguity. And I don't know. I agree with you. And I was really, really good at that. And I'm kind of sporadic now. I still do it. I still do it. And days that I do it go so much better. Right. I get so much more accomplished earlier on and don't feel like I'm
I do a list every day before I leave my office.
Yeah.
The list for the next day is done. So I don't take that list home with me for family time. Because that's a big thing too. It's like work is over. Now it's family time. Like that has to be separate.
Yeah. That's really
good. Very good. Very good. All right. What other forms? You have something good?
So for females, or actually, well, okay, I'll just group this into one category, like massage or facial or like getting your brows done or whatever. Like, and I've been taking that way more seriously. Like I used to think of it as, I think it's still a luxury, but I used to think of it as something that people like me didn't do and put myself into like this. Well, I'm not deserving of that. Like, I don't know, like, you know, like I only people that are like, I don't know. I just didn't think that I could have those things. And so I have a really good friend who is an esthetician, and I have now made friends with a massage therapist. And so I think becoming like friendly with those people has made me appreciate and value like their services more. And it makes me want to do it more. So I've been getting a massage every 2 weeks, and I've been,
every 2 weeks? That's amazing.
Yeah,
I go monthly.
I've been doing that, and that's like, I know, like, it's expensive, it is, like, but my quality of life like dramatically increases after that session, especially 100% for the amount,
agree
like,
with
that
you.
We're, you know, 100% we're pretty active people, so like I need it, you know?
Yeah. Now, do you, what kind of massage do you get? Do you get like a sports
massage?
It's
like between like a sports massage and like a deep tissue. I don't know. She just shoves her elbow in my back pretty much and like
whatever.
She gets out all the kinks. And I think her just being honest with me and like, Sam, like you can't just keep lifting and never like give your body some time to recover. And like, you need to like work this shit out. And the more you do it, the better it will be. Like just like anything, like being consistent with massage will make the knots not so bad and not the tension in your neck awful. And I used to just, I just never saw it like that. I was like, oh, like I'll get it like once a year. I literally would get a massage maybe once a year, if not like ever. So taking that seriously and doing doing facials too.
I totally believe in that for sure. Like massage is huge for me. I get massage. I have a massage therapist. I have a chiropractor. They're like my whole, this is what makes my body feel good team. So I go to Dr. Ted is my chiropractor, and he adjusts me. And he also has all these amazing tools in his office, like a rolling table. Like you lay on the table and it's like a form of massage and it rolls on your back. And then he has a water therapy table. So you lay on it and it's almost like a water bed. and then it shoots hard jets of water up at your back, so you don't get wet because you're in your clothes, but it, like, the pressure of the water hits your back. That's amazing. And so I do all of that stuff, and then I go get a massage, and it really makes me feel and move so much
better.
Wow,
that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I'm coming over.
Yeah. Yeah, you come on down. We'll go see Dr. Ted and Mark.
Yeah.
That's my team. That's my, like, main form of self-care is my massage and my chiropractic. Yeah, like, I love it.
It's really nice.
Nicole, do you do any of those things?
I do the chiropractor every other week.
Wow, yes. Every other week.
Because I did hurt my back this summer. And so my back is fine now, but I just like going because I just like getting the adjustment. And sometimes I feel like other things come up. Like, I've recently experienced vertigo, and my chiropractor helped me with that. When my sinuses are full, she has like this thing for your face to do. So.
Wait a minute. The chiropractor does a sinus thing. Oh.
Yeah.
I got to ask about that.
Gun, they like point at your sinuses, and it's weird, but
all right, that sounds terrible, but okay.
But I just find it's good for me, and she is a former CrossFitter, so she knows, like, whenever she always finds things that are tight, she will tell me what exercises to do to help with different things. And so her having that experience and me being like, I have to foam roll and do trigger point release on the lacrosse ball every single day. So her having that experience and just like knowing my body has helped me, and it does make me feel like I'm taking better care of my body. So yeah, I just continue to go every other week. And she's great. She's not like one of those chiropractors who are like, you have to come and do this. Like, she's never asked me to come back once. Mm-hmm. And it's like 7 months later and I'm coming back. So for me, it's a good thing. And massage, we have like a massage therapist at our gym that comes like every Thursday. And I used to go like once every couple months, and I really haven't been going. Like, I'll go once in a while when like up at the spa when we ski or like on vacation, but I don't do a good job about massage. Mm. I should though.
Well, you can put that on your should list.
Should some massage on me.
Should some massage on yourself. Now, so the other thing you mentioned there, Nicole, is something else that's really big on my list of self-care, which is the foam rolling and the trigger point release. I do that every day.
Sometimes twice a day.
And again, I keep a foam roller up in my living room, and then down in my gym, I have a foam roller, and then I have my Acumobility ball, and I have lacrosse balls all over my house.
That's me too. So in my office, I have a foam roller and a lacrosse ball. At my home gym, I have all of that stuff. Up at our, like, I usually have a lacrosse ball in like my laptop bag, like, cause you just never know when you're going to need it.
I have the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely travel around with mine, bring it with me all over. Love it. It really does just make the quality of how I feel and move so much better.
So guys,
for sure.
I have self-care thing that I think like probably most, I think this is a female thing. I'm just going to call out all you bitches. We do not make sex a priority, even though it's totally self-care. Self-care for our bodies, self-care for our relationships. But I think that when the work is done, the household stuff is done, the kids are done, all of that stuff, we're exhausted. And, like, that's the last thing we want to do. But I don't know about you guys, but, like, if it's something that you make a priority, it ends up being, like, a really great tool for self-care. Like, what do you guys think?
That is, I have never considered that a form of self-care. That is very interesting.
Yeah, well,
Nicole,
I'm prescribing it right now.
Very interesting.
You're putting that on my list too. Bubble bath, and then you
Dang,
put yourself
this list
late,
is long.
Okay?
I love it.
Oh, Sam, did you write that down on your list?
It's so good. No, I was speaking of that, I was actually just talking to, well, you guys all know her, Marcy, about this. I was listening to a podcast recently on, like, depriving yourself of pleasure, not just, like, sexually, but in any way, like, whether it be through food or through relationships or human interaction or connection. And I think it was on Christine Hassler's podcast. I don't know if you guys listened to her. She is incredible. And highly recommend listening to her podcast on everything, like self-care,
she basically is giving you the tools you need to move forward with self-care and just like do some digging deep into yourself. And she talks about that as like something that can be overlooked as a form of whether it be self-care or like just straight up pleasure. Like if you deprive yourself of that, you'll look for pleasure in other ways, which might not be as good, like turn to emotional eating to give you the pleasure that like sex or something else would. And it was super fascinating to hear that because I never like placed eating emotionally and having sex in the same category, you know, as like giving you the reward or
not
whatever.
At all.
But it is like, it's so true. Like if that's out of balance, then you're going to lean more towards something else, whether that be food or whether that be like just destructive, you know, tendencies or whatever. So when you said that, Nicole, I was like, oh, wow, that is so that. Like, I was just making that discovery this week, actually. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That is super interesting.
If you think about it, how many women even men are out there watching Netflix and eating ice cream versus taking that extra time to like maybe sit down with your spouse, and maybe it's not sex. Maybe it's just like having a conversation. We don't do that. I think that's just a byproduct of our busy, crazy lives. That we turn to like the easiest gratification, which is usually like TV and food.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. 100%, Nicole. 100%. And I think with a lot of these things that we've mentioned, it takes a little bit of effort and sometimes, you know, pushing through to actually do just that little step, you know, to like get your sleep routine in order or any of these things that we've talked about. It does feel easier to just pick like
Like wine and Real Housewives, when I should just probably give my husband a blowjob.
Yeah, exactly. we have brought
that. Yes.
Well, we have brought it full circle back to the wine, and
right back to those crazy housewives, me included.
I feel like maybe you should be on that show.
You know what? I need to be making more money to be on that show. Mansions, fancy cars.
All right. Well, I feel like we have given everybody a nice long list of varied options for self-care.
I think like we all said too, it's like you don't need to go like 0 to 100 with anything.
Yeah.
Just remembering like we all have things that we can all, like the three of us, oh, there's something from that list that we could probably all work on, if not multiple things.
Yes. Yes. Many things. All right, ladies. Well, okay, so let's each pick one. What are you guys going to work on? What are you going to add in? I'm going with the walks. I'm going to start taking walks more.
I'm going to do the whole, like, making rules for myself with social media or creating like better habits around social media.
Nice.
I'm going to add in a monthly massage because I like that. I like that idea. Once a month doesn't seem so overwhelming and like, you know, expensive. So once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Love it. All right. Well, this has been super fun and productive. We'll have to check back with each other later about how we're doing on these goals we've just set.
Yes, we can do a where are they now?
Where are they now?
Bubble bath.
Yeah. There's like a photo of you in the bubble bath with like
day 300 bubble bath challenge.
We need a self-care challenge.
Yeah. I mean, I think, in all seriousness though, I think that is like how good things like that start. Like just starting small and just doing it every day, or like going for a walk every day, or meditating every day, or whatever, having sex every day, whatever it is, right? Like just having it start to be more consistent and realizing, even though there's friction up front, the long-term benefit is like way bigger than the little friction.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Yes. 100%. I think that is a great place to end it. Fantastic.
All right, guys. All right. Cool. See you soon.
We will. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
That wraps it up for this episode of the Decades of Strength podcast. I sure hope you enjoyed it and that you found value in it. If you did, I would greatly appreciate it if you would leave a review wherever you're listening. It does help to get this podcast in front of more people. Of course, I'd love it if you subscribed so you can always be aware when another episode comes available. Thanks so much for being here, and I'll see you next time on the Decades of Strength podcast.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.